Welcome to a room filled with legends to lock it in just once more. Joining us to chat about round seven of the NRL. I still can't believe we're up to round seven. Sam and Pete in the 2&M studio. How are you doing, men?
Morning.
Very well. I'm doing very well. I'm doing actually really well.
The little Tigger's been very happy this week, hasn't he? Eh?
Let's see if we can work out why.
Last time on Lock It In.
But I tell you what, I'm going to go for another roughie this week because I got a feeling the Bulldogs are going to come good. I can see Canterbury beating the Bunnies.
The Cronulla Sharks, I've liked the way they've been playing so far this year. The Storm, they're not quite the team they have been in the past. And I think if anyone's going to knock them off at the moment, it's the Sharks who are really probably the form team.
I think I'm going to back the Dragons versus the Knights. I think they're due for a win. I read somewhere they've only won one game since July 2021.
So there we have it. Two weeks in a row for Sam.
I mean, it's good. It's good. I know.
Good to see he's finally lifted. I mean, so did his team this week as well. I mean, the worst team in the NRL.
Well. Yeah. He's up.
And they looked okay.
Okay. I wouldn't say the worst team.
My team would probably happily take that. The Canberra Raiders have been pathetic, and I refuse to tip them until I see some sort of form of life coming from them.
Not going to help this weekend then, is it?
Yeah. We're going to struggle against the Panthers. This time last year, I did a bet with Stash and ended up having to wear full Penrith gear.
Oh, I remember. I bought the jumper and that in. It was great.
Ouch. What a wonderful memory that is. All right, so Pete, you've had to go last the last couple of weeks, so you can lead off today. Who are you locking in?
Mate, look, one of the hardest games of the round this weekend is going to be the Sharks and Sea Eagles.
Battle of the Beaches.
And I'm not going to go with that one at all. In fact,
thanks for that. Yeah.
I don't believe I said, who are you not locking in, Pete?
I know. But look, I just like to keep people in suspense, and it's going to be the Newcastle Knights. I'm going to see them bounce back at McDonald Jones Stadium and Parramatta after that demoralising defeat against a worthless NRL team on the weekend.
Okay. Well,
they're going to suffer again at the hands of the Knights this week.
The Knights lost to St. George. No one's been losing to St. George.
Look, the Knights are thereabouts. And just like other teams who've picked up a lucky win, well, it's
They got a fullback who is busy going through the real estate pages in Redcliffe right now.
Yeah, that's all right.
It doesn't seem
In fact, I'd be happy to see him go. Okay. Let him go.
All right.
Let him go, I say.
You're picking the Knights. Sam, who are you tipping?
Well, I think it's almost obvious who I'm going to be.
I know what he's going to do here.
We've fallen off the horse. We're going to jump straight back on.
If we can have a repeat of last week, right, I'm going to back the West Tigers taking on the Rabbitohs.
I admire your enthusiasm, but are you not concerned that the West Tigers just won their grand final? Because at the end of the match, that looked like they won the grand final.
And it felt like we won the grand final, let me tell you. But if we can beat number 3 on the ladder, why can't we beat number 8? No Latrell, he's out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just got a feeling.
Well, look, if the West Tigers play the way they did against Parramatta,
then we're
Yes, that's true. It's just that they have a tendency of not playing same way each time.
Let me tell you, mate, there's been 480 minutes played of football by each team this season.
Yep.
Except for the Tigers.
They've only played 80.
They've played 85 minutes.
That's a fair shout. But it's just, I can just feel like this is going to be at least a 3-4 game winning streak.
You want to do this tip on your hat trick round?
Yeah. No. Good
luck, I say.
Good luck. And for the final lock, I'm going to do something that I really don't enjoy doing. I have to rely on a team that I have found over the last few years to be totally unreliable. But at the moment, it seems weird that they would lose 2 in a row. So we've got a lock off, my friend. Parramatta to defeat the Newcastle Knights.
It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong. Bring it.
Finally, something up one I'm not involved in.
How about we both bet the beers that Sam owes?
Yeah, all right. That sounds fair.
There's your locks, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, legends.
No worries.
Thank you.